Andre Previn died today at the age of 89. Previn was a composer, a conductor, a pianist, musical director of major orchestras. He wrote Oscar-winning film music and played accomplished jazz piano. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has this remembrance.
Andre Previn wrote this tune in the 1950s. In the hip vernacular of the day, he called it Like Young. His Hollywood friend, the great lyricist Ira Gershwin, was critical. Don't you know it should be as young? Previn loved that story from his jazz side. Pulitzer Prize-winning former music critic Tim Page says that was just one side of the multi-talented Andre Previn.
He really seriously distinguished himself in a lot of different fields.
Andre Previn began his musical life like young. Born in Berlin, he grew up in Los Angeles, and as a musical wunderkind teenager, played piano at the Rhapsody Theater, improvising scores at silent film screenings.
There was one of those huge silent epics which kept vacillating allegorically between biblical times and the Roaring Twenties. And so I really had to pay attention, but I noticed that each time they switched, it would stay there for a while. So we came out of a biblical time and back into people charlestoning their life away, and I thought, well, I'm safe for a few minutes. And so I started playing Tiger Rag, and I heard a commotion in the audience, and the manager was storming down the aisle, and I took a quick look up on the screen, and I was playing Tiger Rag to the Crucifixion, which was a bad choice, and I was out on the pavement about 3 minutes later.
When he was 16, MGM hired Previn to work on scores for talking films. This was 1944. His book is full of stories about those Hollywood years. Previn had loads of stories from his long life in music. Tim Page, now professor of journalism and music at the University of Southern California, remembers one about the notoriously difficult Cleveland Symphony conductor George Sell, who wanted to see how Previn would play with his orchestra. There was no piano at hand, so Sell said, "Play it on that tabletop." Ridiculous, thought Previn, but he went ahead. Then Sell started giving directions.
Slower. Faster, more tender, and went on and on like this. And finally, Previn had had enough, and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, maestro. My tabletop at home is a much different action."
George Sell threw him out. Previn went back to making music on real instruments and writing it, too. He composed chamber music, concertos, operas, Streetcar Named Desire in 1998. Streetcar premiered in San Francisco with Renee Fleming. The witty composer told NPR's Robert Siegel how he readied for the reviews.
Well, I prepared myself by rereading the reviews, for instance, of the opening of Carmen.
It was a disaster, Carmen.
Oh, yeah. Total.
A flop.
Yes.
European critics liked Previn's opera. U.S. reaction was mixed. Music director of the Houston and Pittsburgh Symphonies and the Los Angeles Philharmonic, as well as principal conductor of the London Symphony and Royal Philharmonic Orchestras, Andre Previn could be counted on for strong performances from any podium. But Tim Page says that long list of Previn-led orchestras does tell you something about the conductor.
It suggests that he was very interested in performing around the world, and he worked with some very fine orchestras. On the other hand, there was never that huge connection with one orchestra that, say, we have with Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic or George Sell in Cleveland.
Commitment problems, perhaps? Tim Page says Previn, who had five wives, didn't make married-for-life arrangements with any orchestras either.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Andre Previn won four Oscars for his film work, including his adaptation of the score for the movie version of My Fair Lady. And his best work? Again, Tim Page.
As good as some of his high classical music was, I'm not sure he ever did any better work than he did as a jazz pianist and writing for film. I think really good jazz piano, when he was so musical and so lyrical, is a real accomplishment.
Andre Previn, jazz and classical pianist, film, opera, and chamber music composer, conductor, music director of major orchestras, the complete musician. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.